want action tonight. Satisfaction.
Action, you've got it. Tonight, here on Midwest Beat, a very special edition. Good evening, I'm Tom Lounges, and that is Poison, of course, and I Want Action, going back to the glory days of the 1980s. I'll tell you what, Poison is still going strong, as is Def Leppard and Tesla. In fact, the three bands are on a U.S. tour that's coming to the area Saturday, June 24th. You can find the bands at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater in Tinley Park, and again, it's a co-headline date with Def Leppard and Poison special guest Tesla. And speaking of special guests, I've got one of the original members of Poison on the phone. The one, the only, drummer and co-founder, Mr. Ricky Rocket.
Hello, Tom.
Yes.
Nice to be here.
Ricky, glad to have you, and I appreciate you taking time to be with us this evening. I know you guys are keeping pretty busy out there on the road. And what's cool about this tour is that, with the exception of Tesla, who replaced Tommy in the lineup a few years ago, the musicians that we're going to see on stage in all the groups are basically the same guys who rocked us in the 1980s. It's got to be pretty cool for you guys to hang out again.
It's definitely cool. I mean, back in the day, I never met Steve Clark from Def Leppard. I had not met those guys when he was in the band. I saw them play at Harrisburg City Island when I lived in Harrisburg. But, so I've always known that lineup the way it is. And Tesla, I've known that lineup except for one change, you're right. But that guy's been with him for 10 years, so he's kind of not the new guy anymore. We always say it's a five-year plan, you know?
Okay. You guys have been together, I mean, the core group, but you've had a few rotating guitar players over the years. CC's back. But that's the only real issue Poison has had. What's the secret to keeping things on good terms between you and Bobby and Brett all these years?
Well, you know what? I think that, we don't put a noose around each other's neck to go do things. and that's, you know, I think that's a big thing in any kind of a relationship, whether it's a friendship, a marriage, a band, or a working relationship. I think if there's a little bit of freedom to pursue some of the things you really like to do and be the person you want to be, and then you reconvene, it works. When you're forcing other members to do certain things, then builds resentment, and, you know, and pretty soon it can implode. Now, there has been moments of that.
Mm-hmm.
don't get me wrong, but you know, we're team players, you know, and we agreed to that a long time ago. It was always important that all of us were important, not just the singer, not just the guitar player. You know, we've always split the publishing four ways, mm-hmm. you know, and we've always had like a Beatles concept or Motley Crue, where, you know, each guy has his job, you know, like a team. And I think that's a big part of it as well.
Reflecting back on those first rehearsals in the old Philly stomping grounds, and you guys were just getting started, did you ever imagine that that you'd still be together, the core group, all these years later, doing this and doing it at such a level as you are now?
You know what? I didn't. I didn't think that far ahead. Honestly, I don't even know what I was thinking back then. I was kind of living in the moment a little bit. I think we've always been in it for the long haul, but you just never know. You know what I mean? So it's hard to plan in this business. It's one of those things where it's, you know, supply and demand. I mean, every business is, I guess, to some degree. But, I mean, what we're selling, you don't need, but you just kind of have to have it.
Right. It's a guilty pleasure.
Right.
And speaking of guilty pleasures, here's one of mine. It's the Poison version of the Loggins and Messina classic, Your Mama Don't Dance. More with Ricky Rockets after this.
Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to hit the town, where do you go? You gotta rock it, rock it. Place to park. We hopped into the back seat where it's always nice and dark. I'm just about to move, thinking, breath is the breeze, and there's a light behind a guy sitting.
Out of the car, long hair.
Louie, you come with me, said the local police.
And it's all because
your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Rolls around and it's time to hit the town. Where do you go? I'll play me a little CC.
Can roll.
Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Well, there'll be plenty of rocking and rolling and dancing Saturday, June 24th at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater in Tinley Park, because my guest Ricky Rocket will be keeping the beat for Poison as they team up with Def Leppard and Tesla. Ricky,
you're one of the few bands that actually survived throughout the whole grunge era. I mean, a lot of the groups have come back, but all of you guys maintained a pretty healthy either solo or group career, even during the times when Poison wasn't the flavor of the day, so to speak. And that dedication, I think, speaks volumes of the band itself.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, that was a harder time for us to exist in. At the same time, you know, everybody got to see a big social movement in music, which we have not seen since, I don't think. Mm-hmm. It was important for that to happen, but I also think it was important for us to happen, and I think that's why we're still around, is because we did have an impact, and whether people want to admit it or not, you know? So, you know, we just keep on keeping on as long as people will have us. And we'll do our best to make them happy and to make ourselves happy and have that awesome relationship with our fans.
Now, is this just a North American tour, or are you going to be taking this package globally?
I'd love to go other places with it, but unfortunately, I think it's just North America.
Will Poison be going on their own anywhere outside of North America?
Well, we don't have plans at the moment, but there has been some talk, but it's just merely been talk at this point.
All right. And I got to wonder, being a professional traveling musician, you know, in the world today, how much trepidation there is to leave our borders.
Well, there is a little bit, but it depends on where you're going. We've always been pretty brave about that. But, you know, I don't know if I'd want to go to the Middle East right now.
Right.
We're not too concerned about it. At this point in time, there hasn't been much directed at rock. It's obviously the pop world has been struck.
Right.
And it could go anywhere. You just never know. Anywhere a group of people gather, it's your target, you know?
Right, right. Well, if you've just tuned in, we are talking with Ricky Rocket, drummer and co-founder of the band Poison, coming to Tinley Park's Hollywood Casino Amphitheater with Def Leppard and Tesla. And you can bet that they'll be playing some songs that were the soundtrack to your life back in the 1980s, like this one. Look What the Cat Dragged In. And I'll be dragging Ricky back, kicking and screaming, to talk some more after this.
Yeah.
look what the cat dragged in. It's Poison, classic Poison. My guest is Ricky Rockets, and Ricky, along with all your accolades, you now can say, I'm a cancer survivor. How did that whole ordeal and the unknown factor that you faced during that nearly two-year time impact you as a person? How did it change your perspective, your outlook?
Well, it may, you know, it's a mixture of feelings. One, I feel extremely thankful and grateful that I did survive that. But then there's a part that goes, well, why the heck did I have it in the first place? And, you know, there's a little, you know, I lost a year and a half of my life, et cetera. But I think that I kind of made a little bit of a pledge, you know, I'm not like a particularly religious man, but I did have a little bit of a come Jesus moment there. And I think the man upstairs told me, okay, now it's your job to help other people too. You know, you can't just do this and get away with it. It's, you know, and so I've tried to do that. I've tried to help other people and I spend time and, try to facilitate what I went through and the newer immunotherapy trials and try to get people in trials so that they don't have to endure, you know, the chemo and radiation that I did, you know. So, you know, I'm trying to give back a little bit, and it definitely changed me. It gave me a big perspective, and I live a little bit in fear of the next scan, and like any cancer survivor, you always have your, you know, eyes in the back of your head now. Oh God, you know.
Right.
But I'm very grateful and very happy, and I really appreciate being out on the road.
Now, you were always into martial arts, and as I understand, you had a plant-based diet. Are you still practicing both? And do you think having that healthier lifestyle really helped you as far as beating the cancer?
I definitely think it's helped. It's helped me in every way. And yes, I'm still in the martial arts. I'm a black belt in Brazilian jiu-jitsu. In fact, I'm doing a seminar tomorrow in Portland with my coach at a school up there. And you know, and yes, I'm still vegetarian, and I do think that the immunotherapy worked so well for me because I was pretty healthy going into the trial, except for the cancer, obviously.
Right. Well, drumming's so physical. I mean, I can't imagine. I watch you guys. Everyone else gets a break and gets to walk away. You never get to leave the drum kit. I feel bad for you guys.
Well, yeah, I know. I get a little break, but, you know, yeah, I mean, I've always said, you know, you can't out-exercise a bad diet, you know?
Right.
So, you know, I try to do, you know, equal amounts of both. That doesn't mean I don't cheat once in a while and have something that isn't so great for me. I tend to eat cereal late at night. That's my worst problem.
Okay.
So it's not too bad.
Another thing that is a vice for you, and that is you love to ride motorcycles. And I know that you've got your own project out there right now that you're doing called From the Saddle. What is that all about?
Well, I love video and photo. I love both those mediums, and I have a passion for Leica cameras. And I thought it might be kind of cool to take pictures, and I thought it would be an interesting way to do it. And sometimes when you put rules on something, it actually makes you more creative. Like, I've actually cut down the size of my drum kit at different points in time to try to force myself to be more creative on the kit. A lot of film contests and stuff like that, they'll give you rules, and it forces you to be creative. So I thought, well, if I just have to sit on the motorcycle seat to do all my photos, what would that perspective be like? And so I went for it, and that's what I've been doing out here. And I hope to sell those photos at the end of the tour and help fund immunotherapy for people that can't afford it or get it, because that is what saved me.
Are you talking like a coffee table book that you would release?
Oh, I don't know about that, but okay. Maybe, who knows, but at least just like a show, like a gallery show. I'm not some great fine photographer, but I think I have a good eye, and maybe people would want to see what I see if I'm out riding my motorcycle on tour every day, you know what I mean? There's a misconception that I'm riding the whole tour. I'm not riding the whole tour. I have the bike and a trailer, and it's not a trailer queen, but our shows are so tight together, I wouldn't be able to do that physically. I don't think anybody could. I know Neil Peart did it, but they have many more days off than we do. Rush did. We have a lot of shows back-to-back and a lot of long drives. I wouldn't physically be able to do that.
Well, Ricky, let's take the listeners on a ride right now. Let's ride the wind. It's Poison. More with Ricky Rockets on the other side.
fire. Streets of stone. Modern warriors. Satellite horses of chrome. Taste the wild. Lick the wind. Like something never saw before. Their jaws dropping to the floor.
Poison. Ricky Rocket, drummer and co-founding member of the legendary band, is my guest this evening. He'll be keeping the beat for Poison at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater in Tinley Park, Illinois, Saturday, June 24th. They will be there along with Def Leppard and Tesla, a triple bill of incredible rock and roll. Ricky.
10 years ago, in the spring of 2007, you launched Rocket Drum Works. You more recently came out with Fallen Angel Customs, which ties in with your love of motorcycles. So you're quite the business mogul these days, in addition to being a rock and roller. How much hands-on do you have with those companies while you're out on the road?
Well, you know, Rocket Drum Works is on hold right now a little bit because, you know, I went through a divorce and I went through the cancer, and I just couldn't keep that afloat because I was extremely involved in that. I mean, I was building every day and designing and talking to the customers and, you know, all that stuff. And I just couldn't steer the ship. And so I had to let that go for a minute here. But Fallen Angel Customs is something I started with my girlfriend while I was going through treatment. And it came from this just dreaming about all the adventures we were going to do when I got better. And we started to do that now. Actually, just from the saddle thing is one of them. And so I wanted like dry goods to like accompany that idea, and that's what Fallen Angel Customs is. And people said, well, you're going to build bikes, and I'm like, you know what, I think maybe I might do that. So I'm starting to fool around with some custom bike builds and things like that as well.
And we can keep up with that at fallenangelcustoms.net if you decide to go into that realm.
Yes, you absolutely would, and thank you for saying that, for putting that address out there.
Oh, no problem, no problem. Poison comes from a time in the music business when artists still made full albums and really cared about every track and sequencing. So other than the expected hits, which obviously we're going to hear because it's the 30th anniversary official tour, is the band unearthing any deeper cuts, any things that maybe you hadn't played before or haven't played in a long, long time?
Well, we were doing Cry Tough and a couple things on the headlining dates. You know, when we're with Def Leppard, in between Def Leppard and Tesla, we don't have as much time as maybe we'd like, so we have to pack it full of the hits, you know? And so, you know, that's what we're doing. It would be nice to get out there and do B-sides. And I mean, Brett and I were just, you know, in the dressing room listening to some stuff that we haven't done in a long time and thinking, man, that would be really fun to do some of these, you know? So hopefully there'll be another tour that we can do that, stretch out a little bit and do that kind of stuff. That'd be awesome.
Every artist has certain points in the live show that they most anticipate, songs you look forward to performing every night. Which ones are those for you?
Unskinny Bop's my favorite. It's just like I like to swing as a drummer, you know what I mean? Not swing as a sexy, sexual act, okay? Let's get that straight.
Okay.
But I like that, you know, the feel of that song. And so that's one. That's probably my favorite one to play every night.
Deal.
on Skinny Bop, Classic Poison on Midwest Beat. This is a special edition of the program. I'm Tom Lounges, and we're here tonight because they're going to be in Tinley Park Saturday, June 24th. Poison, along with Def Leppard and Tesla. They'll be at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. My guest this evening, the one and only Ricky Rocket, drummer and co-founder of Poison. Ricky, I talked to a lot of bands that do the double headline tours, and most recently Chicago, our hometown heroes here, and they're out with the Doobie Brothers this summer. What they usually do is at the end of the show, both bands get back together on stage to kind of do a jam. Are you guys doing anything like that with the Leppard guys?
No, but maybe the last night or something like that. That'd be really cool.
Okay.
But no, the answer is no at this point.
All right. 30 years since the MTV heyday, how has your outlook on touring and recording changed? Aside from what we talked about with the cancer, how has the business perspective changed for you?
Well, you know, we all know things have changed in the music business, and I think we just all need to readjust, and I think a new paradigm will, like, sort of take shape. You know, eventually, or even starting to now. The only thing I don't like is it's kind of back to the 50s where it's like all about a single, and you're right, people don't listen to the whole album. And, you know, but I think as musicians, we're going to have to kind of get over that for right now. And, but also, the listening audience, it's funny because the numbers say that, you know, you should do a single, but then you kind of get beat up for it if you just release a single. So you're kind of caught between a rock and a hard place. What are you going to do? Make a record that nobody listens to? Mm-hmm. Or very not enough people to support it? Or, you know, do you go ahead and make the singles and take the criticism? And, you know, I think the best thing for us to do right now is just follow our heart, and when we feel like we're writing stuff and we feel like we've got something to say, write it and do it and put it out. That's what I'd like to be able to do.
Is there any recording in the near future? Last studio album was Poisoned, which was a collection of cover songs, and I know the fans are wanting to hear more originals now, so is there anything in the works?
There isn't anything in the works, quite frankly. I wish there were. We've talked about that. But I can't give you a solid answer.
Okay.
Quite frankly,
you mentioned about sharing the publishing, and because of that, we never know whose input is where on what songs. Historically, how has the band worked creatively? What kind of process is involved in the songwriting, and how has that evolved since the early days?
You know, it all depends on the song. Honestly, there's been some songs where a member will bring more of it in, you know, more completed. And then everybody kind of jumps in. But I do know that none of the songs would have turned out the same way unless all four of us would have been involved. We all have our role in it. Mm-hmm. And that's what's awesome about a band, rather than just a songwriter or just buying a song from somebody and then having a producer tell you what to do on it. I'm not a hired musician. I'm a member of a band. And I would like to see more of that in the world, because that's, to me, what produces really different, cutting-edge stuff, is when there's, you know, four people that are contributing and all putting their spin on it,
mm-hmm.
and they're not just a for-hired drummer or guitar player or whatever. And I think that's what's given us our uniqueness. When you hear Poison, you know it's us.
Right.
We don't sound like a band backing up, you know, a karaoke singer. You know, that's not what we are.
Right, right. Now, after this tour, are you going to be getting back together with Devil City Angels, or is Poison moving ahead as a group at this point? What's the plan?
Well, I think both. Like I said, there's been a lot of talks with Poison, nothing that I can officially announce. But definitely Brandon and I talk every day about Devil City Angels, and we're putting some dates together now. We're definitely going to go out there and tour, and we're probably going to record as well.
Well, Ricky, let's give the listeners a sample of what your band sounds like. This is the Devil City Angels as we take a trip to the Boneyard.
Oh, yeah, crank it up. I got to tell you a little story. You ain't going to believe this, man. Oh, I knew it was there.
taking a trip to the Boneyard. The Devil City Angels, that is the side project from my guest this evening, Ricky Rocket, when Ricky's not keeping a beat for Poison, like he will be in Tinley Park at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. He's out on the road or recording with those guys. Ricky, as far as the lineup of Devil City Angels, is Tracy Guns of LA Guns fame and Rudy Sarzo still members of the group?
No, they're not. Unfortunately, well, not unfortunately, really, because he's following what he should be doing. But Tracy's back with LA Guns, and I think that's great. You know, I mean, that's an awesome band, and as much as I like him in Devil City, it's great to see him doing where he came from. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, Eric Brittingham's actually doing a lot of Brett shows, and Rudy, I have no idea what he's doing. He came in as a pinch hitter, and it was right before I got sick, and then he had to go back to work somewhere. You know what I mean? Realistically, that year and a half was a big bomb in my life in terms of business, you know, of all kinds.
So you and Brandon
at this moment, we have a guy that we're working with out of Nashville, but as far as our guitar player, it's been Joel Koch from Collective Soul.
Okay.
We've done several shows with him, and he's awesome. Just phenomenal player and great guy, and I think we can really do some great things with him.
It sounds like that would bring a definitely new flavor into the group, too.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's a little different perspective, you know.
When I watch you drum, I see a little bit, and maybe it's just me, but I seem to see a little bit of Tommy Aldridge in your roots. Was Tommy an influence on you?
Thank you very much for saying that. He's I think he's amazing. I hope so. I hope there's some of that influence, you know. It doesn't get much better than that.
Mm-hmm. Who inspired you? I mean, and why drums? Why did you pick drums instead of the guitar or the bass or something else?
I'm not totally sure. I do remember there was a couple of epiphanies that I had. One was I saw a band perform at a picnic, and when I heard the drums, it was just like, it was the most thundering, inspiring instrument I had ever heard, because I never heard them up close except for a parade, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And to hear, it just amazed me that somebody was using all four limbs to create something like that. And I think that was a moment. And then my dad and I had a set of bongo drums. My dad played trumpet. We play along to records, Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass. We play along to Santana records and the Horn Shots and James Brown records and those kinds of things together in the living room. And it was almost bestowed upon me to be a drummer, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I just never questioned it.
Down there with a whole lot packed in a suit.
Well, that's a personal favorite of mine from the Poison catalog, Fallen Angel. I'm Tom Lounges, and this is Midwest Beat. Saturday, June 24th, Poison will be joining Def Leppard and Tesla live on stage at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater in Tinley Park. Ricky Rocket, drummer and co-founder of Poison, is my guest this evening here on the show.
Keep up with them at poisonweb.com, rickyrocket.com, and of course, if you're into bikes, fallenangelcustoms.net. And Ricky, just a couple more quick questions and we'll let you go, and that is, Poison has had a very successful career. You have had a very colorful life personally. What accomplishments at this point, if you had to reflect, are you most proud of?
Well, as far as Poison goes, I mean, definitely being able to have, you know, 10 top 40 songs, you know, as a rock band, which is pretty amazing. That's a very hard thing to do these days. In fact, it's damn near impossible. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty amazing. But I think the feather in my cap the most is knowing that we can go play and fans come and see us and enjoy us. And I see everything from smiles to tears in the audience, and that's a very moving thing. You know, we've been the soundtrack to a lot of people's lives, various parts of their lives, some good, some bad, but usually good, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's huge. And the other thing was me going through that clinical trial and knowing that I have impacted the ability for other people to get on the medication that I was on and save their life. That's one of the biggest things in my life that I've ever accomplished, and it was it really came at a price, but wow, you know, it's awesome.
The 80s were such a busy time. All of you guys were probably losing your mind with everything going on in the heyday. Is it better now? Is it more enjoyable now that it's kind of settled down? You guys are all older and you're kind of looking back with rose-colored glasses?
I think so. I think for the most part it is. Yeah, I think overall I'm more comfortable in my own skin at this point in time. I don't have to prove anything, but yet I still feel like I do. Mm-hmm. So I go out there on stage every night, and I think at every place in your career, you're trying to prove yourself. You know, when you're new, you're trying to prove to everybody that you belong there. When you're midway through, you're trying to convince everybody that you still should be there. And then at this point in time, we're really trying to convince everybody that we should still be there.
All right. Anything we haven't talked about, Ricky, that you'd like to let people know? Anything on your mind?
No, not so much right now. I think that, you know, I just really want people to come out and see us and enjoy themselves and come out and rock with us. This is really a great lineup. And it's, you know, that's the other thing. At our age, you never know how long this can go. So,
right.
You know, I really urge people to come out and enjoy themselves.
How long is the tour running? Is it open-ended, or is there a set date to end?
No, it's done June 25th.
Okay, so you're not going to be out too much longer.
No, actually, I'm depressed. I love being out here.
Will you go on in 2017 at all anymore? Any solo dates?
You know, I sure hope so. Okay. Honestly, I do. That's all I can tell you is that, you know, I can't give official announcements, you know, unless it's official.
Right,
and
right.
I don't know that answer. So,
okay.
But all I can tell you is that I would love it.
All right. So we can find that out at poisonweb.com. Anything will be posted.
Absolutely.
All right. Ricky Rocket, poisonweb.com, rickyrocket.com, fallenangelcustom.net. So many places you can keep up with this guy. Ricky, thank you so much. We will see you when you get to Tinley Park here in Illinois.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
We both lie silently still in the dead of the night. Although we both lie close together, we feel miles apart inside. Was it something I said or something I did? Did my words not come out right? Though I tried not to hurt you, though I tried. But I guess that's why they say every rose has its thorn, just like every night has its dawn, just like every cowboy sings a sad song. Every rose has its thorn.
favorite song playing on the radio. Yeah, the DJ said love's a game of easy come and easy go. But I wonder, does he know? Has it ever been like this? And I know that you would be here right now if I could have let you know somehow. I guess every rose has its thorn, just like every night has its dawn, just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn. Though it's been a while now, I can still feel so much pain, like the knife that cuts you, the wound heals, but the sky, that sky say. Instead of making love, we both made a several ways. And now I here found somebody new, and that I never meant that much to you. To hear that tears me up inside, and to see you cuts me like a knife. I guess every rose has its thorn, just like has its dawn, just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn.